Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyson and Lachlan with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a man has died in Fortitude Valley after falling from his e-scooter at around 3:30am this morning after it has been suggested that he clipped the gutter and fell, causing him to strike his head on the ground. Queensland police have claimed the rider was travelling at speed. Companions attempted first aid before multiple paramedics attended the scene and attempts to resuscitate the man, but were unsuccessful.
Data released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics show that Queensland has recorded the second highest rise in female sexual assault victims in the country, with an 8% rise in the victimisation rate. Meanwhile, in the last year, only 35% of sexual assault cases were cleared by the Queensland Police, which were revealed by figures released in the Queensland Budget. Reasons cited for the low clearance rate being the high number of offences and difficulty surrounding evidence.
In national news, BlackRock, a $13 trillion US-based fund manager, has raised over $500 million via local and offshore co-investors in order to help develop the Warrata Super Battery in New South Wales. The giant grid-scale battery development will be the largest in the Southern Hemisphere and will close in on being the largest of its kind in the world. Melbourne-based battery developer Acacia Energy won the tender for the project in late 2022, and the company was likewise acquired by BlackRock last year as well. Projects to develop battery storage are also planned for Queensland, South Australia and Tasmania.
There is an ever slight chance that snow could fall in the Northern Territory this weekend. The current weather in the region is 12 degrees Celsius below average, but for this rare event to occur, the cold weather must be close enough to the ground that the snow doesn't melt before it hits the ground. The Northern Territory's highest peak is 1,531 metres at Mount Zyle, and the current model's snowfall is predicted to be possible above 1,500 metres, making it an outside chance, according to meteorologist Helen Reid.
In international news, judges at the UK Court of Appeals have ruled in favour of 10 asylum seekers and multiple campaign groups over deportations to Rwanda. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak condemned the decision by the court, stating that Rwanda was in fact a safe country for asylum seekers, and the Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, said that, quote, the system is rigged against the British people. The UK government has announced plans to appeal the decision at the Supreme Court. The Court of Appeal ruled on the basis that the asylum system in Rwanda showed shortcomings that may see people return to countries where they face inhumane treatment or prosecution, despite having a good claim for asylum.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It is currently 12 degrees and with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.